Although I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas, this podcast is not therapy and should not be used as therapeutic intervention. Many of the products and practices mentioned are for educational and informational purposes only. Should you need support, please seek appropriate, qualified, and licensed professionals. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist, the podcast where we navigate the murky waters between what society expects and what it means to truly live, embrace the messiness, the beautiful chaos of life, and celebrating the rebellion in the process. Whether you're a recent graduate, a seasoned therapist, or someone just curious, there's something here for everyone. But before we dive in, make sure you join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect to other like-minded souls. I'm your host, Shauna Lovin, a seasoned therapist and wellness educator with a very rebellious spirit. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's rebellion. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Between a Hot Mess and a Therapist. So today, I actually was going to make this as a post. And then as I'm like working through what I wanted to say or put in the post, I was like, ooh, this would be better as like a podcast episode. So that's what it is. So maybe I'll just do a picture of kind of for a visual for that instead. So I didn't get to go on my walk today, partly because I was listening to my body, but the other piece is the last few mornings have been kind of like crazy, insanely different than usual. And so here are the thoughts that I actually had instead. So it started out with that being a therapist doesn't make you immune to the shadows that you chase. In fact, it might make those shadows even harder to shake off. And yet, we rarely are talking about this as a community. Here's the thing. Therapists are humans first, but somewhere between holding space for our clients, fitting into this professional roles, and chasing the ever-exclusive work-life balance, of course, which is hard to achieve, we forget that. We forget all of that we're human. We've all been taught like those Jedi-like ideals of mastering our emotions, serving others, and overcoming darkness. But let's get real for a quick second. Even the Jedi struggle with their own shadows, just like us. I see this play out in the therapy room and even in my own life. The deeper we go into others' healing, the more we get disconnected from our own humanity. The duality of being a therapist and the person becomes, and then this person that becomes a tension you can feel in your body. The weight of holding space for so many others can start to tear at the seams of our own sense of identity. You are not just a healer. You are someone with your own stories, your own traumas, and your own shadows. So let's take a quick lesson with Star Wars. I'm a huge fan. Yes, I grew up in a Gen X. So, you know, I'm the original three. So let's just say that. So remember, Anakin Skywalker was a powerful Jedi, but his downfall wasn't just because of the dark side. It was because he didn't know how to reconcile the light and the dark within himself. His struggle wasn't about fighting the darkness. It was more about not acknowledging it. He didn't fail because he embraced the darkness. He failed because he denied it. And as therapists, we get caught in this same trap too. We spend so much time holding space for others that we forget to make space for our own shadows. Let's make some connections to the somatic work. So I've learned that the body keeps track of everything. everything. I think the older I get, the more I feel it. Your body holds the exhaustion from overextending yourself. It holds the unresolved feelings from that tough session. It holds the frustration from navigating the world with this impossible balance of being a quote unquote professional and quote unquote a human. Somatic work invites us to stop running from the tension and instead sit with it, to feel it, to breathe into the discomfort of being one who helps others and the one who needs the help. So why aren't more therapists doing this? Because we've been taught we need to fix everyone else first. We don't give ourselves permission or even allow ourselves to be messy, to admit that we're even overwhelmed, or to face our own shadows with the same compassion we offer our clients. And why haven't we gotten there alone? Well, because the path to this kind of integration isn't something that you think your way through. It is something you have to embody. The transformation doesn't happen just by reading more books, attending more trainings, or even taking more courses. The transformation occurs when you start paying attention to the stories in your own body and what your body is telling you. So what are the next steps? It's not about trying harder or working more. It's about pausing. It's about recognizing the parts of you that need healing just as much as the people you help. It's about integrating your humanity into your work, which is not a weakness, by the way. It is probably your greatest strength. So I'm going to leave you with this one question today. When was the last time you listened to your body's story instead of pushing through it? I hope this was helpful for you. If you're ready to get some support, don't forget to come join us in the Rise of the Misfit Maven Collective. We're waiting for you over there. Until next time.
Thanks for joining today's rebellion with me. Remember, it's okay to be a hot mess sometimes. It's all part of the journey. Until next time, stay rebellious, stay authentic, and keep embracing the beautiful messiness of life. Don't forget to join the Hot Mess Rebellion community where you can connect with other like-minded souls. And anything mentioned in today's episode will be linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe, you share with a friend, you leave a review, and you keep coming back for more. This podcast was brought to you by Healing Roots Wellness and Botanicals. For more information, please visit healingrootswab.com.